brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you go to a PTA meeting and question why your kids are being taught 2 plus 2 equals 5, or being taught how to be gangster hoes and run game, they actually teach Ebonics now in the schools. You will be arrested. The video's up on Infowars.com. Now, if that isn't mind control, where they're teaching kids how to not be able to read and write, how to not be able to add, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the system of total control. And you talk about diabolical. This is how they are trying to wreck society. We are joined right now here on air by a very informed lady, Deborah Tavares, and we're going to give you some of her websites. Her main site is having some problems because there's so much traffic, but we'll list some of those other sites as well coming up in the next segment. And this is only a five-minute segment, so start getting back into all the systems rolling out, what they're doing, what the plan is. Society will now start breaking down even faster because of all the electronic manipulation. Then their answer will be more police state. They've really figured this out.
Yes, they have, Alex. As a matter of fact, at this point, I've got to just tell everybody what they can do. They must eliminate as much wireless communication devices that they are able to. Go and buy corded phones. Do not use the deck phones or the hand-free phones. Do not ever use your cell phone in your car. It's like being inside a Faraday cage wearing that. It bounces off many times from the inside of your car and bounces through, it dices and slices your DNA. It's making you sick. We can't afford any wireless technology now because of all of the chemicals and biologicals that they're dumping on us. If you want to survive longer, you've got to eliminate all Wi-Fi, et cetera. In fact, that is why they want Wi-Fi in the schools for our young children. Not only will it eliminate and prevent and increase infertility, but it will also cause deformity for as many generations as little girls have. 57% of little girls' eggs are going to be affected by this. They know this. This is no accident. So go to our website. You've got to get this out in mass distribution. It's warning to all police, fire, and first responders about their wireless communication devices and how those are used to affect their brains with the pulsed microwave radiation. You've got to get this out to them because you'll understand why increased anger is happening on the streets, why we're seeing an overuse and overreach of anger. It is largely frequencies and the fact that they're jamming our immune systems. We're not able to get into our REM level of sleep at night because they're amping it up at night. We are in massive trouble, so we've got to do every single thing we can. Buy extra phones. I found out in Europe that a lot of the corded phones are not even available anymore, so people are stocking up as best they can to stay wired as possible. There are other things on our solution page that you can do, just as we always have had to have water purification systems for our homes to clean up and try to clean up the poison toxic water that they put in our, the poison they put in our water supply. But we now need to use equipment that will reverse and push back some of the frequencies, the transient frequencies that are coming into our homes. There's ideas on our website for that. I can also say that you've got to print down the microwave radiation frequency Wi-Fi symptoms list on the landing page of stopthecrime.net. Understand the feelings that you're going to have so that you can print this off and you can help other people know. I just had a situation where just last week, someone actually had a seizure in a parking lot, and no one understood why. Well, they had their cell phone. Seizures are going to become much, much more common. Understand these are frequencies. These people are likely living in a polluted EMF, microwave frequency polluted area. We are under mass mind control. That is the key to control all energy on the planet by the elite. Make no mistake about it. And so print off the flyer. Understand you're going to have increased confusion, short-term memory loss.
Stay there. We're going to come back in the next long segment and talk about, I mean, I can pull up the articles where they admit it causes irritability, heats up the brain, damages DNA. And in fact, we'll pull up some of those here in the break and have them when we come back. Articles, mainstream news admits this. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to leave us here in about 10, 12 minutes. I'm going to continue on because I didn't get to this earlier in the broadcast. Obama at the memorial yesterday with the Naval Yard saying that we've had five massacres, time to take the guns. I want to just point out that some of these are admitted Al-Qaeda attacks that he's now blaming on American gun owners, like the Fort Hood massacre, which they will not call a terrorist attack. Now, listen, folks, when you look at how diabolical the globalists are and you read their own reports, like Attenborough, you know, the big scientist in England came out and said, we're a disease, time to starve and kill the third world. When you realize Ted Turner says the same thing and then does this weird feminist thing where he says, you know, only women should be able to be in government for 100 years as if men did it, as if men, period, are bad. It's total division, black against white, man against woman. It's all about divide and conquer, divide and conquer, and tell you the problems out there are because of a black person or a white person or a woman or a man or a northerner or a southerner. Meanwhile, the globalists are manipulating these clash of civilizations. And they know what these frequencies are doing. They knew 30 years ago when they were testing microwaves. You could just type in all the studies. There's thousands of them on cell phones and cancer. Why did they approve it? Why did they do it? Because it's a total control system, your personal little computer you carry around with you that is surveilling you and microwaving you even when you're not using it. Now, there's a Wired headline. Your cell phone may be more hazardous to your health than cigarettes. Warning, your cell phone may be hazardous to your health. There's no may about it. Now they're telling you because they want you to get ready for all the brain tumors. And I've seen studies with it connected to heart problems because the heart is electrochemical even more than the brain. And that's what pacemakers, people are having to get more and more of them. And we're just being bombarded with this stuff. Okay, going back to Deborah Tavares here with us, going over this. From your research and going off the government documents and the thousands of articles, I mean, this is admitted, we're seeing studies of how irritable people are around wireless, how many medical problems it's causing, and now they're saturating it with public Wi-Fi where you have no way to get away from it. To come in and work in a technological environment here, I have to step into a literal chamber of it. It just feels so good to get out in the woods and away from it. I go out to the desert where there's no cell phones, and I feel 20 years younger. What's going on here, Deborah?
Well, it's an intention. They know, as you said, exactly what they are doing. I want to just make a comment very quickly because we posted Kaiser Permanente, of course, which is Rockefeller founded, has a very interesting article about limiting screen time for healthier kids. They say too much screen time is associated with, and that's behind a computer, violent behavior, poor school performance, lower reading scores, sleep pattern disturbances, being overweight, consumption of junk food, bad habits later in life. We have that posted on StopTheCrime.net. So they admit to us, they tell us what we should be doing, and then they also tell us in the documents, Alex, that if we make decisions that kill ourselves, then we deserve to die. But what I want to tell you, in the 1996 Telecommunications Act, they suspended forever our right to freely discuss health effects from cell towers and where they were located in our cities, because buried deep in that landmark bill in Section 704, a Wisconsin senator inserted a little-known clause that prevents local governments from hearing objections or challenges to cell phone towers placed or based for health impacts forever. So I've got to tell you, everyone needs to go to antennasearch.com. AntennaSearch.com. Find out where these weapons are nearest your homes, in your neighborhoods, in your communities. These are weapons. They are lining our freeways throughout the United States. They're creating a dog fence. This is Agenda 21, reducing our ability to travel. People are not going to feel well. They will not know why. That's why you must print off the symptoms list on our website and let people understand, because doctors will not know. They'll give everybody pills and poisons for everything they go in for that is related to this frequency assault upon us as a quiet weapon, silent war assault. Absolutely. And I can tell you that they also told us that as far as the other aspects of what they do to us in the NASA war plan, they tell us that they're going to use acoustic weaponry. They tell us that all of this is legal. This is an illegal assault. They talk about the microwave and the frequencies, all of the nanotechnology.
Yeah, that's what's frustrating. If you look at the U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, it says, it's illegal to do secret testing unless it's for scientific or law enforcement purposes, including lethal. This criminal government says they can kill us with secret testing because they love us so much, just like Obama signed an order 2 weeks ago to arm al-Qaeda publicly.
Well, Alex, I want to tell you what it says on page 38 of the silent weapons document. It says this. It says, a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts. A docile sub-nation, that is the great silent majority, that they claim is us, and a political sub-nation, the elite. The political sub-nation remains attached to the docile sub-nation, tolerates us, leeches us, and leeches all our subsistence until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour us. So this is what we're seeing right now. And they also say in the silent weapons document that politicians hold many quasi-military jobs, the lowest being the police, which are the soldiers, the attorneys and CPAs next to that who are spies and saboteurs and are licensed, and the judges who shout orders and run the closed union military shop for whatever the market will bear. The generals are the industrialists, and the presidential level of commander-in-chief is shared by the international bankers. So I can only tell you what they say in this document about our military. They say,
well, you know what's incredible? This is written back in the 70s, and it sources
no,
stuff
in the 40s.
Oh, well, but I know it sources stuff in the 40s, but this particular one, 1979, 74-1120. But my whole point is everything in here is in separate other government documents that are on record. That's what's so frustrating, is their total declaration of war against the people, as you were stating. You can read this and see it as prophecy. They've done it. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right. In fact, if you research the Brookings Institute, this entire silent weapons system is the foundation of what they're doing to us as well. We also found on the website about smart meters and the industry plot to manipulate public acceptance. And what I mean by that is they are analyzing us at the Vanderbilt University and in the sociology department. They're analyzing us to analyze our resistance, to overcome and identify who's resisting the deployment of smart meters and anything else for that matter. They analyze it. And they implement strategies to discredit and put down the resistance. The bottom line is to manage our perceptions and manipulate us. This is what they're doing on every single level. We are the enemy of the state, period. So you have to understand, police get their paychecks from the corporation. The mother corporation is USA Inc. All the corporations, like the U.S. Fish and Game, the forestry, they're all corporations getting paychecks from the mother corporation. This is a corporate structure. You've got to get in and get the contracts. Get the contracts. This is not an elusive monster standing on a stage behind a curtain. There are contracts running this. They tell us in the silent weapons document that they must maintain bookkeeping practices that they do not tell us about. Understand, this is all in this 44-page document, and again, I can't emphasize that people read this. This is vital. What they say about the military draft is heartbreaking because they say war is a balancing system by killing the true creditors, the public, which the elite have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency. This is what they tell us. And when you look at the last few pages of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, you will see exactly why they started the military. It is a depopulation mechanism. It is a way in which they say that few efforts of human behavior modification are more remarkable or more effective than that of the socio-military institution known as the draft. A primary purpose for the draft or such other institutions is to instill by intimidation in the young male of a society the uncritical conviction that the government is omnipotent. He soon is taught that prayer is too slow to cause any changes in a bullet can do make changes in an instant. Thus, a man trained in a religious environment for 18 years of his life by this instrument of government can be broken down and be purged of his fantasies and delusions in a matter of a few months. They go even more interesting is the process by which a young man's parents, who reportedly love him, can be induced to send him off to war to his death. It goes on. I can only tell you that this is 44-page document says it all. It tells you exactly who we are as far as they are concerned. But we are more of them. We must stop consenting. We've got to get these smart meters off our homes. You've got to keep these wireless microwave communication devices away from you. Definitely print off the warning and hand it out to all first responders. They're putting cell phone towers, as you may notice, on police department properties and fire department properties. Why? The recession, and they make money. The cell phone towers industry is paying huge monthly amounts of money for people to have these towers. They're also putting them in rural land, way out in the boondocks. And, of course, people are getting sick. They're dying. This is not only land theft. This is mind control. This has multiple levers.
And, by the way, I've talked to the engineers 15 years ago, and I'd roll my eyes. These are people that work for big companies. They'd say, look, they're running more power into the cell phones by an order of 5-10 times than we need. They're pulsing it. They're testing it. And then DARPA would just hide it in plain view, as I mentioned in the Baltimore Sun, like 14 years ago, and admit, oh, we're just practicing calming everybody. But for anybody that just tuned in, I have PBS.org here, an article getting into secret testing in the United States, including lethal on U.S. citizens, military troops, injecting black people with syphilis. I mean, it's all on record, but it's currently all going on. It comes out, oh, they secretly sterilize people in California. Oh, but it's needed. They're just doing all this, and then they're actually then funding the poorest people to have more kids to then get the middle class to think this is all okay. It's a very, very sick synthesis of where they're trying to run both ends of the equation in their own documents to target anyone independently intelligent and smart who might challenge them controlling the future because they believe they're going to merge with machines and become God. Now, I've been telling people this for over a decade. Google came out and said, we're going to help you live forever. But the issue is under Obamacare, death care, the general public's not going to get access to all these advanced technologies. That's why they've got to implode civilization now so only they get it in select government reservations.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, in the future of the definition for special needs children, it will include children whose parents will not allow their children to be artificially enhanced. This is where we're heading.
The transhumanists, all of them say, we're going to take your kids from you if you won't let us put chips in them and stuff, and you're abusing them, not letting them have it. And this is what all these movies are getting people ready for. The Federation of American Scientists, you ought to pull this document up. It's in my book. It's hard to find online now. My book's out of print, but it's on prisonplanet.tv, but it has the footnotes. But in the 1970s, they met, and it was a big Pentagon meeting, and then it was declassified in 2000 by the Federation of American Scientists, but the Pentagon then had it reclassified. That happens all the time, and they pulled all the stuff down from online. And in it, it actually said that the supremacy of the technocracy is we wipe everybody out except for the elite, and we all plug into machines and are actually in bio tanks, and our own heat powers the system, and there'll be no more war. And it sounds like total lunacy. Plus, it's from the Matrix, folks. You heard of that. That's actually a Pentagon plan. And again, I'm saying this on air. It sounds insane. This is what they say. But so your body doesn't die, you upload into the tank. Guys, search from 2 days ago. Google says they're going to help you live forever. You're going to upload into a machine, but not at the point of death. You upload before death to learn an interface and then live in this tank. And again, these people are insane. You could write a science fiction book where they were really aliens sent here to take over and kill us covertly, but that's not what they're doing. It's our own species. There it is, Daily Mail. We'll be uploading our entire minds to computers, and our bodies will be replaced by machines. And, of course, they tell you this will happen by 2025 or 2045. The truth is it's already, they're 20, 30 years advanced. These people are completely out of their minds.
That's absolutely right, Alex. In fact, in the NASA war plan, they talk about the ultimate education approach is plug and play. This is on page 27. They talk about how there will be very fast uploads and education will be only in minutes instead of many years. This is exactly what they say in the NASA war plan. And this is what they say, when you build up from the silent weapons and from the New World Order exposed and then from the Iron Mountain, then you look at the NASA war plan, you really get it all lined up. And then you look at that document we found on the White House website. Now, another huge concern that we have is when you do antennasearch.com, you'll find where all the cell phone towers are, and generally it will give you a 4-mile radius. Download those because those, well, first of all, they don't include every single one, but most of them. Now, we did a search around the D.C., the White House, and the number of cell phone towers and antennas around the White House on a 0.5-mile radius are in the hundreds and hundreds. And, of course, this is all mind control. So we're researching the likely possibility that we have a government that is already under mind control because there's just too many things that are not lining up, are not making sense. And in all the documents that I read, Alex, it says we simply are not asking the right questions. And we know their intention is to control everything, all energy. Energy is our mind.
Clearly this was a perfect diversion. Now it turns out that it's being reported. Navy Yard Service, Obama urges gun law change. We're going to cover that in a moment. But Navy Yard SWAT team stood down BBC And here is officer.com, ATF kept out of loop after Navy Yard shooting. And he had ELF on his gun and worked there in an ELF area with the submarines. This is really looking like mind control now and a perfect distraction. Listen, great job. Thank you so much. I look forward to having you back up on the broadcast soon, Deborah, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alan.
What an amazing lady. You can tell she's on fire on her website. She has all these flyers you can download. We need to do more of that, too, on simple issues like the Federal Reserve, vaccines, GMOs. We've done it before, but I want to make one page where we have everything in one spot so you can go download flyers and give them to friends and family. These videos are like digital flyers you can send to friends and family. But, folks, unfortunately, it's worse than she can even say. It's worse than I can even say. Loris Lerner, who got Lois Lerner, who got caught persecuting the Tea Party under orders of Obama, caught lying. She's now just resigned. They just announced that minutes ago. She needs to be arrested. Lois Lerner retires, official at the IRS, leaves after her political persecution. And you look at these globalists, they all have that sick criminal look in their eyes. These are such sickening, vicious, predatory people, folks. These are authoritarians. It's happened everywhere else. It's happening here, and they've got high-tech weaponry. I mean, but being aware now is half the battle. And then realizing what they're doing and warning everyone you know. Separately, I thought it was really disgusting when Obama yesterday, there at the Naval Yard memorial service, talked about five times since he's been in office, we've had these massacres, and mentioned the Fort Hood shooting, which they won't allow him to call it a terrorist event. He was under the command of the Al-Qaeda leader. That was declared national security. They knew he was going to do it and let him do it. And then here they are using stuff they clearly have engineered, bare minimum, allowed to happen, and then they're posing as saviors. It's disgusting. A controlled area where you can't have guns, where you go through all these checkpoints with guns, it happens there, and their answer is blame us and take our guns. This guy probably wasn't even part of it. It's probably just some person they killed because he knew too much, then shot some people. I'm telling you, I didn't say it was a false flag the first 4 or 5 days. Now we're a week later. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Obama, like a vampire, trying to use these dead people to take all of our rights.
What troubles us so deeply as we gather here today is how this senseless violence that took place in the Navy Yard echoes other recent tragedies.
Meanwhile, they're funding violence worldwide against Christians and innocent people.
As president, I am
He's now so shocked by it.
American communities.
They see themselves as technocrats dealing with an infection.
Fort Hood.
They see the mass as a dumb group of animals they've got to take out.
Sandy Hook.
Aurora, Sandy Hook, very staged.
Now the Washington Navy Yard.
Very staged.
And these mass shootings occur against the backdrop of daily tragedies.
In Chicago, where you've disarmed everybody.
Epidemic of gun violence.
And where the government ships the drugs in.
Communities across America.
Just like during Prohibition to create the violence.
The streets of Chicago to neighborhoods not far from
here. These are social engineers. They know how the world works, so they manipulate everybody.
So once again,
and they think we're all a big joke.
Americans who were just going about their day.
Going about their day, you know.
Doing their jobs.
Doing their jobs.
Doing what they loved.
When Al-Qaeda went into Syria and blew up more churches.
That keeps our country strong and our Navy, the finest fleet in the world.
Our Navy.
Patriots.
That's enough of him.
Their work.
Using American pride to get everybody behind the tyranny. America's been captured. America's been taken over. America's been bamboozled. And only admitting this will wake everybody up. This is not about entertainment. This is not a game, folks. We're living in a Twilight Zone episode. And you can't give in to it and go watch nothing but football and get drunk all day and fix everything. You've got to become aware of what's happening. I'm only plugged into the Matrix so I can fight the globalists on their own turf. I'm fully cognizant of the surveillance and the poisoning and everything I'm going through. I'm fully cognizant of what I'm doing and how much danger I'm in. But I'm more worried about the human species letting these crazed, disgusting globalists run everything. Now, when we go to break, we're going to come back with retransmission with Dr. Jerome Corsi and our government clearly being behind the Al-Qaeda groups that attacked in Kenya And then back tonight, InfoWars Nightly News is getting even more informative. So watch us tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Stand with us and become PrisonPlanet.tv members. That is an imperative. That is an imperative.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. I want to break down briefly, geopolitically, what's happening. You have a lot of special interest, like the oil companies that are deeply in bed with Saudi Arabia and the jihadists, using them as proxy armies to overthrow areas in the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, and into Eastern Europe. The corporations are using them as a new form of colonialism to create a new caliphate. And I wasn't sophisticated enough in the last decade when people said this. I thought, oh, that's just propaganda for all these wars. I knew the government was working with Al-Qaeda, letting them attack us so they could take liberties. But now I realize, reading the Project for New American Century again, that I didn't understand it. When they say clash of civilizations, they're going to divide the world up with the jihadist, Wahhabist Muslims out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries. they're going to bring down every other nation over there. That's why Mubarak had to be sacrificed. They tried to turn Egypt over to them. Saudi Arabia acts like they're for their brothers. They're going to give money to prop up Egypt. It's the opposite. You've got Israel thinking they're taking out their enemy, Iran, by going after Syria. They're involved. You've got Turkey. You've got NATO. You've got France. This is pure evil. And you've got the defense contractors and companies that just want more war zones to dump more money into no-bid contracts. You've got a whole bunch of special interests that want this, except the British governments could see where this goes in the future. And losing all credibility, losing all moral high ground, and the fact that the public has woken up that Al-Qaeda is now almost completely run by the West and funded and controlled. All this is now coming out. And the Joint Chiefs and the chairman, who was known for being pretty hawkish, went to Obama and said, you got to stop. The military's going to mutiny over the fact that we're funding Al-Qaeda and we're training them at these bases in Jordan that's been going on for 2.5 years. So Obama had to come out and give a speech to hide in plain view what was already happening, hoping the military, once it was public, would think, well, it must be okay because they're publicly admitting it. See, just like they inoculated publicly saying torture is good. You understand that? So people will think, well, it's okay, we're ordered to torture. They're admitting it on TV. This is a tactic. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi was with us last month from WorldNetDaily.com, bestselling author, former consultant at the State Department, Harvard, a graduate in economics, political science, you name it. Very smart guy, has his ear to the ground, inside the D.C. power structure. He knows what he's talking about. I want to get his take to concur if I'm wrong or right or to add to this, but I knew last night to call him to get him on briefly today because I instantly saw what this was. He said a month ago they're running the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda groups money laundering out of Kenya. The documents were coming out in the Arab press. They were translating it at WorldNet Daily over. We were covering it at InfoWars as well, InfoWars.com, WND.com, had all the news. And sure enough, here is his article from yesterday. Did Americans help plot Kenyan terror attack? Al-Qaeda affiliate claiming responsibility actively recruits in the U.S. Here's our InfoWars.com article. Saudi Arabia threatens to end career of AP reporter over chemical weapons story. And there's all these other reporters saying the same thing. And the videos being uploaded by the jihadis and the U.N. finding that it was the jihadis. None of that's in the news right now. Because the head of Al-Qaeda 2 weeks ago called for soft targets to be hit, Christian targets, Pakistan, Kenya, places they can hit, they're hitting. Doesn't mean our government's giving them the orders. Our government has criminals in it that help fund these groups. The jihadis on the ground are real, folks. But now it becomes a political diversion. To quantify this, this is so big. Then one of my top reporters is out with his girlfriend. And he's been here years, and nothing like this ever happened to him. And I've had this happen to me before in D.C. Saudi Arabian-type intelligence folks in the fancy car pull up in the sports jackets, walk over with cameras going, nice family. His family wasn't with him. Just his girlfriend. He's divorced and has kids, has a girlfriend for many years. Videotaping him going, nice family, nice dog, obviously threatening for 5 minutes. He hadn't brought his phone with him because they were just down at the park with the dogs. This is the kind of stuff like right out of a movie. And we've talked to reporters who don't want to go on air. We have some here in this new article today who have gone on record. A lot of people are getting threatened. We have sources in Syria, Christians that won't come on now, that have been on the news because they've been death threatened, they said, by Saudi Arabian intelligence that's quarterbacking the whole deal. Now, I want to see from Dr. Corsi if I'm correct from my analysis. Saudi Arabia is quarterbacking this. Looks to me like perfect timing to turn the jihadis loose in that mall. Now the New York PD saying give up your rights, checkpoints because of the mall attack. Obama is blaming the Fort Hood shooting on American gun owners, saying that's not terror. 2 years, it turned out, for 2 years they were in intelligence briefings. The CIA was tracking Major Hassan getting orders from Al-Qaeda, and the same head of Al-Qaeda that said attack the U.S. 2 weeks ago were Christian targets. So it appears Obama is activating his jihad, not just in the Middle East or North Africa, but getting ready to activate it in other areas. And again, they know the public can't differentiate Sunni from Shiite, and so in this war, they're going to use this to bring in domestic martial law. That's my big concern. And now we know the larger story. Dr. Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, joins us. We're going to have him back up for a full hour soon on his new book that's already becoming a bestseller, Who Really Killed Kennedy? A very powerful book. I've already read half of it. Just got it last week. Doc, you heard me go over those points. And then I realized, other than us and InfoWars, you at WorldNet Daily and others, I know, have been the ones breaking this. And as fantastical as it appears, is it as bad as it looks to me, sir?
I think you're correct, Alex. I think you're right on. I mean, let's just dissect a little bit of this Kenya violence. First of all, you got to understand that the Somalis, the Somalis are the warlord, kind of unlawful, unruled country that we invaded. It was when the Black Hawk downed during the Clinton. That's Somalia. Somalia has been having Muslim terrorists pour into Kenya since Obama took office. I mean, I reported going back into 2007 when Obama was running for office. You remember that Odinga, who is the tribal clansman, and of course we've got tribal relations in Kenya that are very important. The tribal Odinga signed an agreement with the Muslims in Kenya, the National Muslim Leaders Forum, NAMLEF, in 2007, that if Odinga, who was then running for president, were supported by the Muslims, when Odinga got in, he would do everything he could, including revising the Constitution, to favor Islam.
And Obama advised him, as your book broke down with the emails, on how to stage riots so they give him a prime ministership instead of the presidency when he lost. So bottom line, I should have quantified this. This is basically Obama behind jihadis connected to this attack. This is unbelievable.
And it was Obama's plan that when Odinga lost the presidential election at the end of 2007, these riots, which were against the majority tribe and the Kikuyu in Kenya, which Odinga, on behalf of the Luo, which is Obama's tribe, were raising. This was also one of fueling the open avenue for jihadists to pour into Kenya, because Odinga was the Islam-supported candidate in that election. And if you recall, remember they burned Christians in churches, the Luo did, and on behalf of Odinga.
So they're using Al-Qaeda worldwide as the proxy war to take over all these countries in North Africa and now into Kenya, as you predicted 6 years ago, as Dr. Tarpley predicted in the Obama deception. This has been a plan. You have all the documents. How do they think they're going to get away with this?
And I want to get one more point on the record, too, because Odinga lost the election in 2007, but he became co-head of state. Remember, he became prime minister, and that was arranged by Obama, together with Kofi Annan and the UN. They intervened, and they got Odinga made to be prime minister. Odinga then went and engineered this new Kenyan constitution, which, again, I reported on. Obama supported this with money. We're using U.S. foreign aid money to support the constitution being passed in Kenya, and the new constitution included additional rights for Islam, including rights to be ruled under Sharia law. The whole constitutional revision in Kenya was an open door to Somali terrorists to pour in to the country, and it was engineered by Obama working with Odinga to re-engineer the constitution of Kenya.
What is the master plan? Because you said a month ago here, and you showed the court documents and the articles out of Egypt, and now it's happening, that they're running the whole operation, the whole takeover, the money laundering out of Kenya.
That's right. Obama's brother, his half-brother Malik, and this has now come out, verified by the Egyptian government, one of the heads of the Constitutional Court, that Malik Obama was running money for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and also running money for a terrorist organization out of northern Sudan, another terrorist state. Now, I've also reported and can confirm the criminal charges have been filed in Egypt under Malik Obama in Kenya. There's a subpoena out for him right now. The Egyptians, authorities are seeking Malik to bring him, the brother of Obama, to bring him to justice in Kenya for working with terrorists to manage money, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and the Sudan, Northern Sudan terrorists, this Islamic Dawah organization that Malik also runs the money for. Now, people got to understand about Kenya, that Kenya has been predominantly a Christian country. I've been personally in the mall that's under attack in Kenya. I was there. It's a very beautiful open-air mall, and it's very vulnerable to a terrorist attack. The jihadis who are in Kenya today were invited in, open door, Obama Odinga, inviting them in from Somalia. They're known to be terrorists. And some of them are also recruited from the United States.
Doctor, let me stop you there because this is a selfish question. I'm breaking this. You're breaking this. Drudge has been breaking some of it.
Yes.
Some talk radio. Glenn Beck, to his credit, has been covering it some. We're all in this together now. That's when I really figured this out. I mean, this is not about being writers or being on TV or radio. This is about survival for this country at this point. I'm beginning to think this is a double cross. They're going to turn everything over to radical Muslims. And I've got reporters, not just my crew, but we're talking reporters who are actually being threatened by Saudi Arabian intelligence in Europe and the Middle East. And now I've got reporters, stuff out of movies, where guys get around them and start saying, you know, video of saying, nice family. And I just thank God it didn't happen to me because I got really mad. Have you been threatened? What is your security like? I mean, what do you think of our reports of Saudi Arabia threatens to end career of AP reporter? I mean, I'm getting sick of this.
I think it's accurate. I think what you're reporting is correct. I also think you're ahead of the curve and correct. We've reported it on WND as well. But the Saudis are behind the Islamic jihadists. The Saudis are funding and are supporting al-Qaeda. These are wars that are met largely over oil. They're over the price of oil. I agree with you there, too, Alex.
Well, why are they so mad at us, then?
Well, because, see, Obama has carried the water for the al-Qaeda. It started in Kenya before Obama was elected, when Obama and Odinga made this pact with the radical Islamists in Kenya that was going to allow al-Qaeda to come in the door through Somalia into Kenya, a predominantly Christian country. And when the violence occurred in Kenya, they called it tribal violence, which Odinga was using to gain power without reporting the Islamic nature of terrorism of this violence.
So Obama is lowering the drawbridge from Egypt to Syria to Kenya to Libya to Central Asia to everywhere to bring in al-Qaeda. This is high treason. What do we do?
Well, and we also, and Alex, you connect the dots. You also reported, we've reported, this is what Ambassador Stevens was doing coming into Benghazi before he was ambassador. He was running guns to al-Qaeda and Islamic jihadists backed by Saudi Arabia to destabilize Gaddafi. The same way Obama welcomed in Morsi, who was elected president after the so-called Arab Spring, which was nothing about destabilizing Northern Africa in favor of al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian forces are behind this because Saudi Arabia wants to control the price of oil. Saudi Arabia does not want any challenge on that, including, you know, a pipeline in the United States, which Obama is against, including a war on coal, which Obama is running. You got to understand the Saudis have managed to get the price of oil under Obama to over $100.
That's right. For those that don't know this, the Saudis are the biggest funders of shutting off the fact that we're coal rich. Well, of course, they don't want us having access to our own power. And I'm sick of being like, America is colonized by all these corrupt special interests. It's disgusting.
And they want to limit, the Saudis want to limit the amount of petroleum on the world market. They also want to eliminate the Shiites in Iran and would be happy to force us into a false flag war, CIA-supported war in Syria in order to go after Assad, who the United Nations has not said was the cause of the chemical weapons attack.
Sir, how big is it that the military is listening to you and I and others, and that the Joint Chiefs went and told Obama no? How big is that?
I think it's huge. I think the military is listening to you, Alex. They're reading WND. The military is realizing that their lives have been put in harm's way again on lies, on, you know, there were no weapons of mass destruction that we found with Saddam Hussein. You know, even going back to Gulf 91, fighting for Kuwait. Yes, Kuwait was very important to the Saudis, but Kuwait was not of national security significance. Kuwait was never going to attack the United States, or Saddam Hussein was never going to attack the United States with taking over Kuwait. But it was very important to the Saudis, and it proposed the need for false flags in wars which are going on today in Syria. And this is because, again, it would be the interest of the Saudis to see Assad gone, because Assad is an ally of Iran.
So of all these interests that want to bring down Syria and carve it up, is Saudi Arabia, they admit they're the ones paying for it.
They're paying for it the same way they're paying for Al-Qaeda. They're paying for Al-Qaeda to destabilize Libya, Egypt, and now Kenya. They want Al-Qaeda to destabilize the entire world in Middle East and in Africa.
This is so unbelievable. This is so incredible. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give him the floor in the final segment to ask him, how are things going for Obama? Where is this fight going? What does he expect next? I feel a false flag. I see that as their trick. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've been clear since day one. I'm not on the side of Assad. I don't like dictatorships. But compared to what's being put in, he's obviously better, just like Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. And I was just talking to Dr. Corsi during the break about all the Saudi Arabian intelligence crawling all over D.C. They've threatened our reporters before just filming in public, come over and turn that off, and the cops follow their orders. And Saudi Arabia, again, is somebody you never hear about because they're right in the middle of it. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, I've got you in this segment, the next, another guest is coming up. I appreciate your time. You've got the floor. Where is this going? How is Obama doing? How crippled is he? What do you expect to see come next? And how do we stop these people? How do we get back on a course to sanity?
Well, you got to remember, Obama is just their current agent in place. Obama's just doing the bidding for the Saudis. He's following his orders. Remember, connect the dots to in the Saudis. Remember that John Brennan, who heads our CIA, as far as I'm concerned, has quietly and secretly converted to Islam. I believe that about Brennan for a long time. Remember, Brennan was the guy whose security firm helped sanitize Obama's passport records before the 2008 election. The two guys who broke into the passport office to seize Obama's passport records worked for Brennan, and they never got picked up. They never got apprehended, and Brennan advances himself to head of the CIA, from National Security Advisor in the White House, and Brennan is on the record many times as supporting jihadists, as supporting radical Islam. As far as I can tell, Brennan speaks fluent Arabic. He spent time excessively in the region. As far as I can tell, he's converted and might as well be considered to be heading our CIA as a pro-Wahhabiist supporting, quietly, friend, ally, promoter, puppet of the Saudis. And the false flag in Syria has already occurred. It was the chemical attack, and I published on WND the films of the rebels launching the attack of the chemicals, not the government. The UN has been over there twice now. The UN has never said or attributed responsibility to Assad. Yet you've got John Kerry out there promoting that Assad is guilty and pumping this false flag. It's the intent to send U.S. military into harm's way for a cause that is not in U.S. interest, but will support al-Qaeda, jihadists, and other criminals that are funded by Saudi Arabia. That's the truth. That's how the dots connect.
Unfortunately, that's the only way they connect.
I think Americans are getting the point, Alex. I think you broadcast, we're working in WND diligently to get the information to the American people that we are al-Qaeda. We've always been al-Qaeda. Go back to the roots of the Bush family and the bin Laden family tied together. I mean, even Michael Moore in his film was documenting the bin Laden family connections with the Bush family connection.
Well, I've noticed this, Dr. Corsi. You can criticize anybody, but you go after Saudi Arabia, all hell breaks loose.
Go back to World War II when FDR met with the head of the Saudi family on a boat in the Mediterranean on his way to one of the early summits in World War II. And the deal was made that we were going to use our oil in World War II, and the Saudis were going to back us up. We had Saudi Arabia oil connections going back to pre-World War II era. And if you trace it far enough, you'll find British Petroleum and Winston Churchill right in the middle of it with Iranian oil going back, to the conversion of the British Navy from coal to oil. This, so much of our new world order is based upon the politics of oil to benefit those few families, the
Bush. Stay there, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.